This is Megan, Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Megan. I received one of your loan things in the mail, and I wanted to talk about, to find out something more about what you do and how you do it.
Sure, sure. Do you have that piece of paper in front of you there?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Do you want the reservation code?
Yeah.
Okay. 2311. 3201. Mm-hmm. 0014-4718.
All right. Let me pull you up here. And what was your name?
Vincent Graziano.
Are you the owner of the company?
Yeah. Well, I'm managing partner. T Ledger LLC is the company.
Okay. And are you calling from 910-294-0879 in case we get disconnected?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right. Is that the business phone or is that a different phone?
That is the business. That's one of the business phones, yes.
All right. And I just have some information on file here I need to confirm with you. Is the billing address 1347 U.S. Highway 17 North, Hampstead, North Carolina, 28443?
No.
Oh, huh.
It's 13471.
And then all the rest was right?
All the rest was right.
Okay. I must have said it wrong because that's what I had down here.
Oh, okay. You left off. Yeah, you left off the one.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's a LLC, I'm assuming, right, from the name?
Yes. Yes.
And how long have you been in business?
About 4 years.
All right. And what's a good email address for you?
V like Vincent, J, Graz, G-R-A-Z, like zebra, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. And do you have a website over there?
Yes, it's trustledger.com. T-R-U-S-T-L-E-D-G-E-R.
.com. All right. And what do you guys do over there? What line of business?
We're accountants.
Okay.
We do public accounting for people and businesses.
Very cool. Okay. So we have a lot of different programs. So kind of let me know what you're looking to do with the business, and I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. Primarily what we're looking for is we have – obviously, our big season is tax season, and we do about 60% of our gross volume from January through May, and then through the rest of the year, we do accounting for small businesses, and our income comes in lumps. Because we don't have a real consistent cash flow yet, and so because of that, we need something to level out the cash flow, like a line of credit or something, and we need the ability. We are growing so fast, we need to hire some people, and we can't afford to do that because we don't have any capital to do that with.
Sure.
So we're kind of looking for probably not a lot, about $25,000 probably.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of where we are. So.
Okay. So you guys are looking higher even now that it's past the tax time?
Yeah, because our normal monthly business is growing substantially. The problem is when you're doing taxes, you don't have time to do accounting. Mm-hmm. When you're doing accounting, you don't have time to do taxes. So you need to get some help to make all that happen. My partner and I were able to handle the whole thing by ourselves at first, but now that we're in our fourth year, we've grown substantially. I mean, we've gone from, I think our first year we had maybe 5 or 6 clients, and we did maybe 25, 30 tax returns, and we'll probably do 500, 600 tax returns this year, and we have 30 clients. So there's too much work for us to do, and we're burning ourselves out. We aren't paying ourselves, and we need to get some people in here that would be reasonably, you know, hourly employees that could help us get this thing cleaned up.
Okay. So how many employees are you looking to bring on?
We have one right now that's part-time. I'd like her to go to full-time, and then I probably need another one.
Another full-time?
Now, this is not, another full-time person. Mm-hmm. That person would probably not start until June or July. And so then we would wind up having, you know, 2 employees, basically. We have one right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or half of one, really.
And would they just kind of do the paperwork side of things, or are these going to be accountants as well?
No, they're going to be bookkeepers primarily, not full-blown accountants. People that are in the $15, $20 an hour range.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you think that both of those hires, or the increase in the one employee and the hire of the other employee, will cost you about $25,000?
The $25,000 will give us the buffer that we need to be able to get through the, you know, being able to make payroll and do all the things that we need to do. And it would be a buffer to allow us to not have to be concerned about cash flow so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We did about $110,000 in the last 12 months, I would estimate. I haven't. we don't have time to do accounting for ourselves, so I don't have real numbers right this minute, but I'm thinking we did probably around $110,000 in the last 12 months, and that could probably grow to $130,000 or $140,000 in the next 12 months. Our margins are very healthy. They're in the 40 to 50% range.
Okay.
It's very viable for us to continue to build and do things.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'd love to run out and sign up some more people, but I can't do it because I don't have the people to do the processing. So,
yeah,
and
you don't have the capital
high
to
growth.
Get the people, and you don't have the people to manage those people yet.
Yeah. It's kind of a chicken and egg problem. And
yeah.
It's, you know, we're in a high growth area. We're the fastest growing part of North Carolina. And so there's homes going up all around us. We've got we don't have a recession here, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of it, a lot of new businesses coming into the area, and so we're kind of in a real good spot, but we haven't been able to capitalize on it because we just don't have the capital to grow faster.
Sure, makes sense. So, do you guys do accounting for, like, a certain type of businesses, or, like, a certain industry, or are you just kind of across the board?
Yeah, we're across the board. We do everything from just mama and papa retail stores to manufacturers to nonprofit organizations.
Mm-hmm.
To, you know, you name it, whatever. If they need accounting, we do it.
Okay. So with the 30 clients that you have right now, what kind of revenue are you getting like monthly? I mean, not including those tax return type of
Yeah,
revenues.
probably. I would estimate, and I'm again, I feel awful about not having these numbers, but I don't have time to do it. I'm thinking somewhere in the range of $4,000 a month, maybe something like that.
Okay. And you said that you were a co-owner, right? There's another partner
Yeah,
involved. Are
yes.
you guys 50-50?
Yes.
Okay. 50-50. And how's your credit look?
I think it's pretty good. You're talking about company-wise. I think we're okay. I mean, we pay all our bills. We've got a lease with Xerox that I think they'd say we're pretty good people. We pay rent. We have those kind of things. We've got a whole bunch of software credit, that kind of thing. But we don't, I mean, yeah, not a whole lot of payments, but we don't, I mean, we haven't been, we haven't, no one's taken us to court or anything. I guess we're
Sure,
doing
sure.
okay.
What about your
I mean,
personal
I don't know
credit?
how to, yeah. Personal credit, I'm about, we're both in probably the 640, 650 range, somewhere in that range,
Okay, mid
I would
600s.
guess. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's okay. We lend to credit tiers A through D, so we can definitely get you approved for a program, regardless of your credit. We just that is a factor that we kind of take into consideration. That's the reason I ask. Our working capital programs are based primarily on your sales. So we can usually get you approved at 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales,
Okay.
which doesn't sound like 25,000 to me.
No, it sounds like it's more like
Sounds more like
15,000
15,
maybe.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
But these are short-term working capital loans, so they go anywhere from 6 months to maybe out to 2 years, and then about halfway through, you can refinance that loan and take out more capital, or stretch out the term longer, kind of a thing. So maybe we'd be able to get you 15 now, and then 6 months later, we can get you another 15 or another, 10,000, which would make the 25,000, right? So I don't know if that sounds like something that you would be interested in, or if you would need all 25 right now.
Well, I don't need all 25 right now, and that was just a wild guess to figure out. I mean, I haven't actually put pencil to paper to say what's the minimum amount we could live with. I think 15 would probably give us a good start, and it would certainly, given our growth that we're doing, I think it would allow us to maybe kickstart some of these things and
Yeah, definitely.
pick
And at
up
least
some of the
maybe
slack.
be able to bring on those couple employees, and then, 6 months
Yeah.
down the road, when you are seeing higher revenues, you'll probably get approved for more at that point. So then you can kind of decide where you're at that point or what you need.
What kind of interest rates are you guys charging for something like this? I
It
understand it's
kind of
probably based on credit and all that stuff, but
Yeah, it's based on a lot of things, primarily based on sales and how your bank statements look. So if we realize that you probably write off everything that you possibly can, especially being an accountant, huh? And a small business owner. So you might not net a whole lot. So we don't really look at that as much as we look at cash flow of your business.
Sure.
With that being said, Programs usually start for unsecured loans like this around 15 cents on the dollar, and go up from there.
Okay.
But that is because that's, you know, an unsecured loan and there's nothing, you know, no collateral attached to that.
And that's based, that's an annual rate?
It's 15 cents on the dollar, so it's not actually annualized because it is a short-term loan, so we can't annualize those cost of funds. So the way it would work is if, let's say you got $10,000, just to make it an easy number, if you got 15 cents on the dollar, it would be what?
$1,100
payback or something?
$1,500. Yeah, 15 cents on 10,000 would be
$1,500
right?
For the interest rate, right? Right. Yeah. So
it would be like, so the payback would be 11.5, right?
Yeah, 11.5.
I don't know what the simple interest number would be when you calculated that out, but nevertheless, so your payments would be somewhere in the range, and that'd be 6 months, right?
That could be 6 months. That could be a year. It kind of just depends, you know, or it could be anywhere in between there, right? So it could be like a weird 8 month or 9 month or something like that, and that's why it gets really kind of tricky making it like an interest rate, an APR per se.
Yeah.
But we just make it really simple and saying, you know, you're paying back this many dollars over the term of your loan, right? And does that make sense for your business? So.
And is it a monthly payment or a weekly payment or a daily payment or what is it?
We have daily, weekly, and monthly payments. Most of our programs are daily programs, but it does definitely depend on the kind of business. So if it was like a gas station where there's money coming in every day, maybe it makes more sense for them to be paying a daily payment and like a micro amount, right? A micro daily payment. But, you know, for your situation, you're probably going to be, you know, in the weekly or the monthlies because it just really probably wouldn't make sense for your business.
Yeah. Monthly would definitely make more sense. Okay. All right. Well, this is all interesting. What happens next?
The only thing that we would need if you wanted to apply would be a one-page application, 6 months of bank statements, and last year's tax return. If you don't have 2015,
which of course we haven't done yet.
we can work off a 2014. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. All right.
And then
I've got a copy of your statement or your application here that you sent in the mail.
Okay, I can just shoot you off an email too. I think it's a slightly different application, but I'll let you know the little list of what we need. Do you guys take credit cards there?
Yeah, we take credit cards, sure.
Okay, is that like a pretty large percentage of your business? Would you say?
You know, it's bigger during tax season, of course. although, no, I take that back. We get quite a bit of our monthly payments are charged to a debit or a credit
card. Like an automatic credit card or something?
Yeah. I just set them up on a automatic payment kind of thing.
So we would need the last 4 months of your merchant statements as well just to be able to show those revenues coming in.
Okay, sure.
Okay. And then after that, we can usually get you an answer back in 24 to 48 hours, an approval with the terms and everything like that. And at that point, it's a no obligation kind of a program. You can see if it makes sense for your business or not.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are you guys located in San Diego?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I used to live in L.A., so... I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Why don't you send me what you got, and I'll see if I can put the thing together.
All right.
Get it back to you.
Alrighty, sounds good. I'll get that right over to you in the next 10 minutes or so.
Great. Terrific. Good talking to you.
Good talking to you, too.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.